The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Maytag laundry appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your home's unique needs and style. Shop Maytag 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome in. Game Time Decisions is live on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh with you for the next hour leading into your pregame show led by Casey Hudson here on a Thursday night as we begin week four of the National Football League with an NFC East head-to-head matchup between the Dallas Cowboys in New Jersey against the New York Giants. Dallas, of course, listed as the favorite, but on a two-game losing streak heading into this one. They lay 5.5 on the road, total dropping in the market, 44.5, the new number. I did bet under in this game at 45.5. I think it's one of the trickier primetime totals we've seen so far. My look is more so the Giants offense potentially struggling. So much of that team has been entirely based on the excellence of their young superstar, Malik Nabers, who they drafted in the opening round this past April. I'm not sure that they can just beat this Dallas defense as dire as they've been with one wideout. I know you might say, why not attack a Giants team total? I think Dallas has some red zone question marks that I still need to see them answer before I think that my play needed to be a Giants team total. I'm on this game at 45.5 under. If you could probably still find a flat 45 in the market, that would be solid. But clearly, money coming in towards a lower scoring game here tonight. If we zoom this game out from the big picture aspect, we'll start with the Dallas Cowboys, who I think you could really easily say need to win this football game. Dallas presently a minus 106 favorite to make the postseason. A loss tonight would undoubtedly make that a plus number. They're currently a plus 270 option in the NFC East market, still the second best odds, well in front of the Giants and the 2-1 Washington Commanders. A Dallas Cowboys loss tonight, though, would guarantee through 4 weeks they have the standalone worst record in the league. It would shoot the Giants up to 2-2, and that's the worst case scenario for Washington and Philly as they currently are sitting 2-1. I don't think the Cowboys would shoot to the worst odds in the division with a loss, but we would see these numbers probably double, 6-1, maybe 7-1, and it wouldn't just be a 1-3 start, but it would then basically, the sample size of the early Dallas Cowboys maybe confirming they're not that good this season, which is hard to imagine. They are still loaded with superstars defensively, Micah Parsons, offensively, CeeDee Lamb, and of course Dak Prescott, but it's not materialized on field. You could say it's been a tough schedule at home with the Saints and the Ravens, but that's at home. The Dallas Cowboys have turned that building under Mike McCarthy into a fortress, and they have not been good enough. However, I will say for Dallas, this has been the spot they're in tonight, one they've thrived against. A team who is tiers beneath them where they can get out and flex muscle and roll. And Dak's throwing for 250-plus smooth. CeeDee Lamb's into the end zone. Parsons is sacking the quarterback multiple times. But the New York Giants certainly have added some extra confidence, I think, to backers with what they did against the Cleveland Browns. Still a super long shot to make the playoffs at nearly 7-1. Huge, huge item to win the NFC East at 25-1. Certainly numbers I won't be interested in, but for the New York Giants, one of the things that will stop me from betting them to have the worst record is my belief in their head coach and Brian Daboll. Anybody who's heard of me talk over the last, 3 to 4 years around Daniel Jones, I think he's one of the absolute worst quarterbacks and very likely the worst to be ever given franchise quarterback level money. But I also think Brian Daboll is one of the five best coaches in the NFC. And I know for people that will sound crazy, I still remain in on Brian Daboll, and giving Brian Daboll a megastar like Malik Nabers has allowed this group to have just a tick more competency than they had realistically all of last season. And it's helped some of those Daniel Jones props. We key in tonight on a quarterback head-to-head, and DJ gets a number on the board over 200 passing yards. Last week, well beneath this number on the trip to Cleveland, he did blow through it, throwing for over 225 in the game. The number, though, that I'm going to look for on Daniel Jones while this passing prop's been climbing, again, lower 199.5 earlier on in the day, I'm looking at his rushing number here, not listed or listed right there, excuse me, at 31.5. DJ's not broken out on the ground just yet, but Dallas could be the perfect opponent. We know they've struggled against the run. That includes the quarterback position. Watson for nearly 40 on the ground and Lamar Jackson for nearly 90 last week. I think Daniel Jones could potentially have a couple of quarterback keepers tonight that see him break off his first double-digit run of the season. Maybe a few double-digit runs. His longest rush prop tonight checks in this football game at 11.5. Dak Prescott, of course, the bigger numbers on this slate. His passing touchdown number, I am sure many will be looking to get invested in tonight. And if he does throw a touchdown pass, that could potentially mean your CeeDee Lamb anytime touchdown scorers are cashing. You compare CeeDee tonight to Malik Nabers, and you see the respect that Lamb still gets in the market, higher total still for yards, receptions, and the anytime touchdown price. But what Nabers is doing early season is carrying the biggest workload in this league at the wide receiver slot. Nobody has been targeted more times than Malik Nabers. Compare that to CeeDee Lamb, who projected as a potential NFL target leader through three games, tied for the 15th most in football. That's very underwhelming, and I think the Dallas Cowboys are aware of that. CeeDee Lamb on the season has 12 receiving yards in the second half. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. Even if Dallas is up in this game monster at the break, they might still want to keep CeeDee Lamb going a little bit in the second half of that game. In the market, 25-plus receiving yards in each half was something I was considering at an even price. CeeDee is a guy who, despite a somewhat underwhelming start, could be a real key figure for the Dallas offense here. With Malik Nabers, though, and again, you see these props, 72.5, they stack up comparably to one of the best receivers in the league, who was one of the top choices to win Offensive Player of the Year in CeeDee Lamb. What we're seeing now from Malik Nabers is becoming one of the top choices to win Offensive Rookie of the Year. It's a 3-1 number on Malik Nabers. What he's going up against is Jaden Daniels playing the quarterback position. I think if you had to kind of strip away the context, Nabers has been better than Daniels. But when you consider that Jaden is a rookie quarterback, 2-1, two straight victories with a Monday nighter in Cincinnati, I'm not surprised nor necessarily having any issue with that number. You would imagine if the vote was held today, Jaden Daniels would win that vote, and he might win it somewhat easily. Nabers tonight, though, could certainly start to creep in on that Jaden Daniels price. Prime time against Dallas, especially if we see Nabers and the Giants pull off the upset, it could go a long way. Don't forget, Jaden Daniels this week is an underdog in the desert against the Arizona Cardinals. Let's put eyeballs on the others, if you will, inside these offenses tonight. The running back position, specifically interesting. Devin Singletary checks into this game, 61.5 rushing yards. Despite the dog price, expectations will see Singletary get his with the way Dallas has been struggling to defend the run. Dallas has also been struggling to run the football. Rico Dowdle, though, outsnapping Ezekiel Elliott by quite a lot in their game against the Baltimore Ravens. Rico Dowdle is someone I'm interested in having a big game and even potentially laddering up a little bit for some alts. And I'm playing Rico Dowdle in the anytime.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Time touchdown market here tonight. It is a market led by CeeDee Lamb at around a minus 130, minus 135 price. Everybody else at a plus number. Devin Singletary, neighbors there. Zeke, still the shorter price of those Dallas backs, which is understandable, but it's what makes me feel like I have even more value on Rico Dowdle in that market. We'll go through the entire Thursday night football card. We are live with you on a Thursday night on Game Time Decisions. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Game Time Decisions with you here on a Thursday night. There's some big picture angles I'd love to get into with this game between the Giants and the Cowboys. We'll do that in just a moment. But allow me to run through this card just fully here one more time for everyone here with this game, again, between the Giants and the Cowboys. I mentioned the Daniel Jones rushing number, 31.5. I think this is absolutely worth a shot. We haven't seen DJ really break out on the ground yet in this game. And while Daniel Jones did have 8 attempts in the game against the Browns, we got to be realistic, it was 3 kneel downs. So we've not seen him get anywhere near double-digit rush attempts, but the opponent is there tonight. With the struggles that Dallas has had on the ground, I know many are looking to attack Singletary. I wonder if we could still see Dallas selling out on the ground to attack the running back. That was one of the big issues for that defense last week, and it didn't really work, right? Like, they were selling out to stop Derrick Henry, who still put up a buck 50. And then we saw Lamar still get to 87. Daniel Jones has big playability on the ground still. He gets a 20-yard run. We're going to be in business. And I know you might say, well, why not play the longest rush? If we get a pair of 9-yard runs, we're more than halfway home. I felt that I was better to take the full 31.5. If he goes over the longest rush, I think I'm going to be in a very good position with this prop. And again, a number that Watson went through with 39, and again, Lamar had 87. I like this opportunity here for Daniel Jones tonight. On the other side of the quarterback position, Dak Prescott has what is my favorite bet of the night. This is my favorite game we've had all year. I don't have a monster best bet, but of the options I'm going with, Dak Prescott over 23.5 completions is my favorite. You can find this at minus 102, I know out there, which is not bad. I don't think there's any 22.5s on the market. This has been a dropping number, though. Earlier today, there were 24.5s out there, so we are seeing some movement here tonight on that 23.5, which looks to be the consistent number everywhere you look. And again, I think some of that under money is probably because we've not seen the New York Giants give up 24-plus completions. Jaden Daniels got to a flat 23 in week number two. Last week, Deshaun Watson got to 21 on 37 attempts. And then we saw Sam Darnold get to 19. The New York Giants, though, are still allowing 70% completion percentage to opposing teams this season. If you look, that is what Dak Prescott nearly averaged at 69.5. But through his first three games, Dak is completing under 61% of his passes. I think it's very live that we see Dak Prescott tonight have an efficient football game. We may not get the same gaudy pass attempts that we've seen the last few weeks. He's thrown the football now, if you look, 90 times between the last two games, 39 against New Orleans, 51 against Baltimore. But I'm not sure we're going to need that type of workload here. I think that while Dak is not, maybe Dak's not going to be a 70% completion guy, and last year 69.5 was a career high, he still is 66.8% for his career. So he is still well below that marker, and from an efficiency standpoint, trending towards the worst number of his career. I think that bounces back, and it's why I'm on Dak Prescott over his completion prop. We've mentioned the under at 45.5. If you look right now, just to get you updated across the board here, 44.5 almost everywhere. There is still a flat 45 out there in the market if you are looking to get involved with the under. Flat fives with a few 5.5s as far as your spread goes here with Dallas laying on the road. And Dallas is expected to win this game. And I expect Dallas to win this game as well. If you made me bet the side tonight, I would be on the Cowboys. I've done well with my NFL sides this year. One of the reasons, though, is not forcing the issue on games I'm not in love with. And that's what this game would qualify as. You know, there's been a few times where you see a spot, you go back and forth, and prime time, let me get involved. Not for me, not with this game. I've tried to get involved with a side or total for these primetime games, and I think I've found enough angles within these prime times where those aren't feeling like forces. Last Thursday was on the Jets, right? Really liked them at the -6. I don't have that same confidence with Dallas on the 5.5, which does speak volumes. Because the Giants are a team that I'm certainly willing to fade due to my disdain for Daniel Jones and how poor of a quarterback I think he is, Dallas needing this victory, their ability to win by margin against bad teams, but I don't trust them just fully yet. Mike Zimmer doesn't have this defense clicking at all. And if I'm going to be wrong on the under, then I probably would be wrong on the side. I know there's a world where Dallas hangs 40 because, we've seen them do that type of stuff. I don't think that's what we get in this game here tonight. But I think the fact that I'm not betting Dallas on the side, it's somewhat reflected in the market with the way their odds to win the NFC have continuously shifted. Dallas entered the year a part of the very clear top four within the outright market of San Francisco, Philadelphia, Detroit, and then themselves. Well, there's been separation created. If you look under 4-1 for the Niners, 5-1 for Philly is half that Dallas price. The Packers have jumped them. The Minnesota Vikings have the same odds. Let's think about what a loss would do for Dallas in this market. A loss for Dallas would, of course, see the same four teams that are in front of them stay in front of them. Minnesota, even in a loss at Green Bay, likely stays, probably would just be in front of Dallas fully. Seattle could lose in Detroit. I think they would still jump Dallas if they lose to the Giants. The winner of Saints-Falcons probably would jump the Dallas Cowboys as well. And heck, if Tampa Bay upsets Philly on a short number at home this week, they could jump the Cowboys as well. All of a sudden, we're looking at the Dallas Cowboys as a fringe top 10 team odds-wise in the NFC if they lose this game to... That is incredible to think about. A perennial powerhouse in the conference at minimum in the regular season, who is now in the fourth week of the year, a loss away, again, on the road, in division. We've seen big favorites lose a lot this year, outright. A loss here for Dallas. They will be favored to miss the postseason somewhat comfortably. It is a huge, huge game tonight that the Cowboys need to step up and respond to. A win for the Giants will help their numbers, but they are 90-1 to win the conference. It could cut that number in half, and they would still have
the... The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
Second worst odds right now in the NFC. Let's look around the sports landscape, baseball, WNBA, with you here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here, it's Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. Wanted to just quickly grab some time, mention the WNBA postseason, Major League Baseball card as well. College football bettors tonight, you have Army Temple at your disposal. I struggle to always lay double digits with a service academy in this football game. I would lean towards Temple, but don't love it. I'm not involved with that game tonight. What I would say for you, though, quickly, with the WNBA postseason, we're down to 4. The opening round... Again, hopefully it's the last time we ever see this format. 2-0, 2-0, 2-0, 2-0. We didn't get a single elimination game. We didn't get a road game. But you do have the 4 best teams still going here, right? All the favorites won. And listen, realistically, the league would trade any of the 4 to get Caitlin in there. But you got the next best thing, which is the 4 best teams are in action. And you're getting Aces Liberty, which is really nice to see. If you look at that outright market, New York is the favorite at plus 135, and due to their favorite status over the Vegas Aces, Vegas is back there as that third choice. I am somewhat tempted by the Connecticut Sun's 7-1 number. I thought that the Minnesota Lynx having to, you know, get a 42-point tying the record around that performance. Nafisha Collier scored 38 and 42 in her two performances against Phoenix. Again, that's incredible. Averaging 40 in 2 games, that's a lot, though. And I think Connecticut's a lot more balanced team. That addition of Marina Mabry was really nice. A 7-1 price on Connecticut is a little bit tempting, who I think can hang a little bit with the Liberty and would have home court advantage if Vegas does strike that upset. Something I'm going to be interested in. Just also, we have some series top point scorers and things like that up, which is really, really awesome to see. Those are always markets I love betting in the NBA playoffs. I am going to try and see if there's anyone worth betting outside of Aja in the top point scorers market for Aces Liberty. It is because of Aja's Wilson's struggles against the Liberty relative to what she does against everyone else. I wonder, could we see more scoring needed from Plum or Jackie Young? Could we see big performances from Sabrina Ionescu, even a Jonquel Jones? You hear me not mention Breonna Stewart. She, as much as Aja struggles against New York, Stewie struggles against Vegas. Though I would listen to a narrative angle of Stewie needing to answer the moment with the way she struggled in the finals last year against Las Vegas. Shifting quickly, Major League Baseball tonight, a big one in the Bronx. Corbin Burns goes for Baltimore, but Gerrit Cole looking to get the job done tonight for the New York Yankees. Dodgers, Padres, a big one late out west with Walker Buehler getting the ball. Joe Musgrove, though, goes for San Diego, and a win here for the San Diego Padres would make this just a two-game gap with three to play. San Diego, certainly a tougher task on their plate, going to Arizona to finish out the regular season. The Dodgers are going to Coors. It would be a little bit of a minor miracle there if we were to see the Padres catch LA, but I still think it does speak volumes that it's on the board this deep into the season. And of course, we're still waiting to see how the wild cards are going to break out, though Minnesota letting a few games slip against Miami. Right now, Detroit and Kansas City, both of them up two in the loss column on the Twins, in incredible position to hold on here. And really the worst part about it, if you're Minnesota, is you don't get to play one of those teams to close it out. Get it into your hands and dictate whether you're in that postseason or not. Instead, they host the Baltimore Orioles, where maybe those could be wins. Baltimore probably going to end up at some point deadlocked as the top wild card team. They're not catching the Yankees. They're not falling behind Kansas City or Detroit, up four in the loss column on those teams. But if you're Minnesota, again, getting those head-to-head games where you can guarantee losses for the teams you're chasing would be oh so valuable. Atlanta and Arizona are tied in the loss column. The Mets up a game on both of those teams. At this point of the year, you got to go off loss column. You got to go off loss column. The doubleheader on Monday for the Mets and the Braves is really difficult. And the biggest part of that is possibly, right, fading one of those teams, you would think, who gets in if they have to play a full doubleheader. But if the most recent postseasons are any indication, continuously playing baseball truly could be at the benefit there. Prices are always going to make the difference when we're trying to get involved with the baseball postseason, and that is right around the corner. We're going to have blowout coverage for you on that Tuesday, Game Time Decisions. We'll get some quick thoughts from Donnie on Major League Baseball. He joins us next right here on SportsGrid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Live on SportsGrid, it is Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh with you here on a Thursday night. And soon enough, this desk will be full. Myself, Joe Lisi, and Donnie Wrightside. At 8:15, we go live for Thursday night football between the Giants and the Cowboys. A lot of good stuff coming for you tonight. It's going to be our best one yet. But to kind of grease the wheels, if you will, Donnie's here right now. How are we feeling, DRS?
Feeling good. No lounging tonight, Kevin. You get that? So, I mean, we're going to be on point with a great show coming up, some good NFL action. But still, as you heard you talking about, Major League Baseball coming down the stretch.
Let me ask you quickly here, Donnie, just because, again, I always tell people when it comes to betting baseball, you're always the go-to guy for me. Three games tonight, Yankees-Orioles, Twins-Marlins, Dodgers-Padres. All some postseason implications. Any of those games you're betting?
I got to tell you, earlier today when we did the early line, that line was much lower in the New York Yankees. We're now sitting here at FanDuel about a 164 price, DraftKings a minus 166. I still do think the Yankees win today, but that was around that 145-150 number a little bit earlier today. I think they win that game. I think Cole's the better pitcher over Burns. They're going to pop those champagne bottles tonight, and they should be able to get after it.
All right, quick thing, and then we'll get off of it.
Yeah.
Do we pop champagne too much in Major League Baseball, or do you respect it?
No, winning the division, you should be able to. I like the tradition there, but outside of winning the division, just making it into the playoffs, and then you win the division, and then you clinch the number one seed, and then you win your first round, and then you win your second round, and then you win the World Series. That's a lot. It's really
it's
a lot.
Too much. Yes, it's too much. It's too much. I like celebrations.
Yeah.
It's too much. Is really how I feel, and it looks like. You agree. All right, let's talk some football.
Well, why are we talking? Wait, we're not even going to more baseball. They got three games tonight. Big implications over here.
Oh, all right.
Skipping me right over.
DRS is pumped up about the Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
All right, good. You know what? There's a lot of people in the back who will really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Minnesota.
There you go.
Nightmare season is about to basically be the end result here.
It is.
For a team that spent a lot of the year booked like they were going to catch the Guardians at any moment. Mm-hmm. are now going to end up finishing in fourth place in this division. What do you think about their game tonight with the Marlins?
As you would say, Kevin, life raft, life raft, life raft today on the Minnesota Twins. Why is that? They're going up against Beloso. If you look at the last 60 days, Kevin, minimum of 20 innings pitched over those 60 days. The highest xFIP number on the card, that's Beloso. Here's the problem. You look at that lineup for the Minnesota Twins, not nearly as good as it was roughly a month ago. Yeah. I took them over 4.5 as a team total tonight. If they don't hit tonight in a must-win situation against a tomato can on the mound tonight, it's a wrap. I took the 4.5 as a team total over for the Twins.
Let me ask you this with that trio of central teams, the Twins, the Tigers, and the Royals. Forget for a moment the likelihood that they get in. Who of that three, if they're in, is the most dangerous?
It's got to be Detroit. And the simple fact is, I don't even like their 1-9 all that much. Timely hitting, yes. But you have the ability to throw the best pitcher in Major League Baseball in game number one of a short series. I don't want anything to do with Detroit if I'm somebody else, Kevin.
I hear it. Yeah. It's incredible that they're a valid answer. To me, it is still the Royals. I think the fact that any series you enter, you go, hey, I got the best player with Bobby Witt.
Okay.
Whether that's true or not, you feel like that could be true. And that staff, Donnie, we've seen the season Seth Lugo's had. We know Cole Reagans is supposed to be a pedigree guy for them. You know, and maybe there's some underlying metrics that suggest Brady Singer's not a guy you want to trust. But I think Kansas City is the most well-balanced of that trio and still feel the most dangerous to me. I am struggling, and maybe foolishly, to imagine a world where Detroit gets in and then we're breaking down an ALCS that involves the Detroit Tigers.
It is interesting because, again, they're not that talented overall. They just catch lightning in a bottle, which sometimes, Kevin, as you'll point out, that's all you need. At the end of the Major League Baseball season, play your best baseball in late September. You can pull upsets here. And also, if you have the best pitcher in baseball, you're going to pull upsets in round number one, which means not a seven-game series, a five-game set. You win that first game, you put the better team behind the eight ball. Just because you have the better pitcher, that matters.
Yeah, it's a fair point. We mentioned the ALCS. One team I know you think could end up in the NLCS, Dodgers-Padres.
Yes.
It's the Padres.
Yes.
What do you think about that game? What do you think in big picture?
As a Phillies fan, I really wanted the Padres to win last night. They weren't able to do that because now you get into that tiebreaker, which the Phillies own. If these two teams, talking about the Dodgers and the Phillies, wind up in a tie on Sunday, the Phillies will take down that number one seed. The interesting part is Walker Buehler hasn't been that great. So if you're the Dodgers, you're hoping he has a really good start so you can sort of get that balance heading into the playoffs. Like, okay, looks like we have another starter that we can deal with who can be dominant. I think Musgrove might be the better pitcher on the mound today, and that price point is telling me Dodgers at home with a chance to win the division with Walker Buehler on the mound, and it's a -112. Come on now, it's a Padres line.
Yeah, it sure is. And I think for San Diego, it's incredible how this has worked out in a few spots. But if you're the Padres and, all right, man, listen, we got to let Soto go. You're here and you're like, man, it's a great roster. I mean, this is a great roster. Why wouldn't they be legitimate contenders? Best record in baseball. Just picked a date, August 1st. 32-16. Incredibly, Donnie, the four best records in baseball since that. Padres, Tigers, Dodgers, Mets.
Yep.
And then it's the Diamondbacks.
Yeah.
That wild card race in the National League has been absolutely incredible to follow. Yep. The doubleheader, I know you and I today, we were live on Moneyline. We've talked a little bit about it. It does feel like if it had to be an advantage for one of the two, it does have to be Atlanta, knowing that if you need it, you're going to be able to go play two in your building like that up against the team you might be chasing.
Do you know what's crazy about that? Because I've been listening today to try to get like the analysis, because you asked me a good question on the money line today, and it was, when does Chris Sale go? And I told you, he goes right away the minute you need him to sort of put the pressure maybe on the Mets. Do you know what the Atlanta Braves said today? We're not going to throw Chris Sale until we're in an up-against-it scenario, which means if we absolutely need this game, we're going to pitch it. That's the wrong mentality. If you pitch him, let's just say, Friday night, and then you need him on Monday, he's got an extra day of rest. What happens if you really need the game Sunday? Then he's not available at all for Monday in games that you need to get into the playoffs. It doesn't make any sense.
It's funny. And I, man, everything's situational, but I just got massive flashbacks to me and you screaming at each other when the Mets were like, we'll throw it.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Game two, game three, whatever it was.
Oh, my goodness. That's a good point.
And here's the thing with that. It's so funny how that stuff plays out, but Mets get eliminated.
Yeah.
And so you're like, see, I told you. And but I'm like, no, it had nothing to do with that. But if you're Atlanta in an up against it situation, are you not in one already? Like, that's really interesting.
Like, what do you mean you want to lose and then put your ace out there? Why don't you put the pressure on maybe the New York Mets, win that game, and then you're up a half game. And again, he gets the extra rest you need. Also, keep in mind, if you need him and you wait till Monday, Does he not even pitch at all in the next series, or does he pitch in game four of the next series?
Yeah, that the really tricky thing, it's a great point you bring up, but if they threw him Friday,
yes,
it basically means there's no way he could pitch Monday.
Unless it's game number two, can you give us an inning or two? Because if not, we're going home anyway. Right. Yes.
And that's not really having him, yeah. Right? I think the interesting thing is the only way that they don't need those games mm-hmm. is if the Padres beat up on the Diamondbacks
yeah.
and then baseball hand waves the seeding.
Yes.
Do you have an issue with that, by the way, if baseball does that?
No, because you're put behind the eight ball in a scenario that's not right for any team. You're just trying to make it easiest, and baseball can get away with saying, like, well, this is the best option that we had. It's the easiest way to do it. I don't have a problem with that. I really don't at this point.
It's a shame because in so many sports, Donnie,
yeah.
it matters so much.
Yeah.
Like, you'd never get away with that. But I think you're right. Major League Baseball, who cares?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it really matters. I know. And here's the funny part about it. So let's say the Mets are in front of the Braves and the Braves mm-hmm. could catch them.
Yeah.
Catch them to go to San Diego as opposed to going to Milwaukee.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Exactly.
I'm good on the back end.
It could actually work out in their favor. But I just find it maddening. Like, what happens if you do need the doubleheader and then you get on a plane that night and you're playing the next day or 24 hours away? How can any one of those teams survive it? And it's their own fault. You didn't play great during the season. You're in a rush in the wild card. But at the same time, they didn't do you any favors. Could have pushed that game up the other day. You could have got at least one of those in. But it usually has a way of working itself.
Yeah, I think that's fair. One other quick thing that I'm just very interested to see is if Judge can get to 60. Mm. Just because we might as well close this out on baseball, and this is something I've been thinking about here. But he has started to crank the home runs back up the past couple of days. He's actually now homered in a preposterous four consecutive games.
Yeah.
Can he get – he had a real down
– The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu. With new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop. Because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, travel, dining, and more. Your favorite stores like Lenovo and Wine.com pay Rakuten a commission for sending them shoppers. And Rakuten shares the commission with its members. And that could be you. Cashback is deposited directly into your PayPal account. Or, if you prefer, Rakuten can send you a check. The choice is yours. You can even maximize your savings by stacking cashback on top of other deals, like store sales and coupons. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? Membership is free, and it's easy to sign up. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's Rakuten. Your cashback really adds up.
Spot, can he get to 60? We like those round numbers, Donnie, and I think for this guy to have 60 home runs two of the last 3 years, it would be pretty impressive.
But Saturday, Sunday, if you don't need the guy, we're out there swinging for home runs, little oblique injury heading into the playoffs. Come on now.
But usually you would suspend people for not playing these games.
Ooh.
All right, we'll talk some football next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here on Sports Grid Game Time Decisions. Kevin Walsh, we've got Donnie Wrightside in studio with us. Again, we're live tonight throughout the entirety of Thursday Night Football. Pre-game show kicks off in 15 minutes right here as well, so don't go anywhere. Before we get into some of the big picture items for this game, Donnie, where are you at on this game? Confidence on a side, perhaps?
Here's the problem. You know me, Kevin. Thursday Night Football, what's my rule of thumb?
Home
Make
team,
a case
no.
for the home team. If not, you just keep it moving. And I similarly buy into that. But I have to say, there are extenuating circumstances in this game that you might not have, let's just say, Kevin, in Week 8 or Week 9. And we joked about it on the radio saying, okay, What happens if the Dallas Cowboys lose this game? Are we saying Mike McCarthy might not be the head coach after this game? Mini bye. Now's the perfect time to make a change. And also, I do like the fact that the Dallas Cowboys were owning up to their mistakes over the past two games, which means Dak Prescott not playing great football. CeeDee Lamb making too many mistakes here. Now, you might say even, hey, Dak Prescott, did you see his numbers against the Baltimore Ravens? That was a blowout. That was dink and dunk in the second half, pile up yardage, which meant you were never going to win that football game. I do think you're going to get the best version of the Dallas Cowboys in this game against a team I don't think is all that talented, Kevin.
Yeah, I think, you know, what a loss means for Dallas is something I'm finding myself really gravitated to just in terms of intrigue.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I don't think it's going to happen,
yeah.
I can't stress this enough. This has been the year of the big upset, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure every single team that has laid a touchdown plus
You're right.
has not covered.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they have, like, losing records straight up, which is obviously – you know, pretty unimaginable when you consider it. The loss for Dallas, Donnie,
mm-hmm.
and I was just doing this before about where they would land in the NFC outright market.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently 10-1. Every single team that's in front of them now
yeah.
would stay in front of them.
Mm-hmm.
They would then also get jumped by the winner of Saints Falcons,
yeah.
Seattle, maybe Tampa if they beat Philly,
mm-hmm.
Arizona maybe if they beat Washington
yeah.
or vice versa Washington
yes.
if they beat Arizona. You're talking about a Cowboys team that 4 weeks into the season might find themselves 10th in the NFC outright market if they lose tonight.
And you look at their schedule, it's not really all that forgiving at this point. And if you're not playing your best football now in wins you're supposed to get. Now, also, you could say the two home, you were coming into the season, if you would have said, how are the Dallas Cowboys going to fare this year? 50-50 game, right? Game
yeah.
number one against Cleveland. They got that win, which sort of put them up on a little bit of a pedestal. Okay, look at Dallas mm-hmm. playing good defense, beat a solid team, what we thought might be for the Cleveland Browns. Then you get the game number two. Weren't sure what to make of the New Orleans Saints after absolutely pasting the Carolina Panthers. They get waxed. Uh-oh. Now it's sort of that must-win scenario the next week for the team coming into town, which was the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
They got smoked again. So you theoretically should have been looking like, hey, maybe 3-1 for the Dallas Cowboys right out of the chute and see what happens. You could be staring dead into 1-3 because, by the way, the New York Giants played good football against Washington. Looks like a competent team now, just didn't bring a kicker.
Yeah.
Last week, they were the better team, just like the Cowboys, on the road against the Cleveland Browns. So we're sort of at a crossroads here of what I think about the Giants, and can they be competitive and competent throughout the season. But I just look at the names on the roster and say, there's too much talent on the Dallas Cowboys to get pushed around tonight from the New York Giants.
But let's do a Dallas schedule
okay.
look for a second,
yeah, sure.
okay? And we'll probably end up doing this tonight on the mm-hmm. show, especially, you know, depending on how that game's trending, right?
Yeah.
So they go to the Giants tonight, they're favorite in the game.
Mm-hmm.
Next week they go to Pittsburgh.
Yes.
They'll be favorites, but Pittsburgh could be 4-0, right? The Steelers are looking dangerous.
You think Dallas would, final score tonight, they win by the spread, 26-20 Dallas.
Okay.
You think Dallas would be favorite against Pittsburgh? Is there a look-ahead line out there that I'm not seeing?
I don't think there is a look-ahead line. I think I'm still, Indianapolis, Pittsburgh, I'm a little surprised that Pittsburgh's favored in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
So that's kind of where I'm coming from in that game. Dallas -1.5 against Pittsburgh.
Yep.
Okay, there you go. So hosting Detroit, Donnie.
Yeah.
Again, you expect them to be favored in their own building. Not by a lot.
Yep.
Right? Off a bye, you go to the Niners. Again, like the last place you want to go off a bye is to San Francisco.
And they'll probably be healthy by then, the 49ers.
100%. Oh, yeah, right. Like they'll have traded for another star or something.
Exactly.
You follow that with at Atlanta, a preseason division favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Host Philly, host Houston. That's 10 games, Donnie. I mean, again, tonight is by far the biggest spread Dallas will lay in their first 10 games is tonight against New York.
That is
by
correct.
A lot.
That is correct. And they need to take care of business. They're the better football team. But also, they are playing their first true Thursday night road game on 3 days rest in 15 years at this point. They're not used to this scenario right
yeah.
now. So they better play well, and I expect a good start out of the Dallas Cowboys. But you are correct looking at that schedule. Usually we always say, like, oh, my gosh, I don't see any losses on anybody's schedule out here. This is the opposite. It looks like, where's the win for the Dallas Cowboys?
Yeah.
And they better get it tonight.
You know, and one of the things, you know, for me, when I do my preseason breakdowns is, you know, you take schedules and you put them into, for me, I like to put them into blocks,
mm-hmm.
right? And that win totals and projections and things like that. And I looked at their first six games
yeah.
and I said, this is just looked at my notes, right? 3-3 at worst, if not 4-2.
Yes.
Well, now I look at it and I go, man, they better get to 3-3, right? Like this is a team that has put themselves behind the eight ball. And why I think that is so noteworthy with Dallas is their selling point for the past few seasons is the regular season dominance.
Yes.
If they lose that, nobody is going to bet this team come postseason. And I know as bettors, that phrase, nobody's going to bet this team, is like, bet, fire, fight. I'm not doing it. I am not betting these Dallas Cowboys futures because, ooh, it's trendy, it's value. Oh, my God, they're underselling the Cowboys. The best versions of Dallas show up to the postseason and underwhelm. I'm not betting the worst version of Dallas.
No, and by the way, Dallas usually smashes the Giants. The Giants are competent right now and in the better travel spot. We talked about Washington coming into the season, too. Oh, looks like you should be able to beat them up with a rookie quarterback. They don't look like they're going to get beat up by other teams out here. Washington looks extremely competent, so you have to take those wins where you can get them. And as we said, the past 2 weeks, they might have been playing really good football teams, Kevin, but this is one of those games where you know your job is on the line if it's Mike McCarthy. You lose this, it starts spiraling out of control. You don't have, oh, no, I got to pay him out for 3 more years, Kevin. $30 million to get rid of him. Nope. Last year of his contract, easy move to get rid of.
Yeah, I know you mentioned earlier today, in-season conversations could certainly bubble up. Yeah. Though, again, I felt that those same in-season conversations could be staring Brian Daboll in the face. Mm-hmm. You beat the Browns, and all of a sudden it's kumbaya.
Yeah.
Let them lose tonight the way they usually lose
on
to Dallas.
TV.
That conversation will start to get interesting. We're going to hit a quick break with you right here, though, on Game Time Decisions. We'll zoom out a little bit towards Sunday. Huge games, Baltimore and Buffalo. The Packers expecting Jordan Love back. Is this the right time for the franchise quarterback of Green Bay with the Minnesota Vikings on deck? We'll get to that as we button up Game Time Decisions with the pregame show on deck.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Donnie Wrightside. We'll be right back here on Sports Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we'll reassess what we think of the Buffalo Bills. Always thought they were talented. And I told you, in the offseason, I thought they would win the division. Closer to the season, I started to lean towards the New York Jets. The Bills are a way better version of what they actually thought they would be, but there's ebbs and flows in the NFL. I think we finally got a look at how good the Ravens could be. Now, granted, did they hold on and completely blow out the Cowboys? No. They just took their foot off the gas pedal late. This is the perfect spot on a national spotlight game where Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense really turns it on and gives Josh Allen and the Bills some problems. I think they should be favored.
I think Baltimore's in a good spot in their own building. I really do. I think selling Buffalo off of that type of victory there. I don't think, though, this is a situation where the line is wrong, right? Like, I look at this game, I look towards Baltimore. I don't know if come Sunday I'll be betting that side.
True.
Because I can't tell you that this line should be 3, 3.5. These are two teams through their first three games of the season. I think you could value somewhat similarly. Like, realistically, if you are Baltimore, the win in Dallas was more dominant than we thought. I think the final score indicated. They should have beat Vegas. It's on them that they did it.
It is.
But they should have beat Vegas.
They should have.
And again, we know that the Kansas City game was in the balance towards the back end there. Buffalo's looked really good. But Baltimore has looked probably better than that 1-2 record ultimately suggests. You mentioned, though, Buffalo stacking up with the Jets. And I know you and I like to do a similar thing when we get our free bets, right? Whatever we get back. And you know, we hit the futures market. We've been doing this for a few years now, you and I. And a lot of times, you know, we'll pile on the team we're already on, right? Mm-hmm. So the Eagles are my Super Bowl pick. But occasionally, and I know you, but I'll grab two teams, yeah. Right? I wouldn't be surprised if you have baseball outrights on, like, the Padres and the Dodgers. Who do you have them, actually? Tell me.
Love the Padres.
Do you have, like, free bets on World Series?
I actually don't. No.
Really?
No, I don't. I'm not getting the same free bets that I used to get in the past. Hey, I got 80 bucks now on the Padres. I don't have that anymore.
Because you lost the Super Bowl free bet that used to come out, like, every week. I forgot about that.
They don't
even
have that this year, by the way.
I know.
It's not even there. One of the favorite ones. Yes, where you're sort of saying, here's my favorite. Let me just keep stacking down $10, $20, $30, $10, $20. Not there anymore.
That was the most I've ever been, though, insulted. When they were giving you, like, $200 wager, $100 free bet nonsense back.
Yes.
And obviously they're like, $20, we'll give you $2 and win. I'm like, hold on. I'm not following. What I wanted to say, but I am considering the Jets in the big picture markets.
Yeah.
I've been more and more impressed as the Jet season has gone on. I know for some that's not been the case. Like, everyone convinced themselves they should have lost to Tennessee.
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't have. They got the exact result they deserved. But, Donnie, just bear with me. The next three games for the Jets and the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
The Jets host Denver, 7.5-point favorite.
Mm-hmm.
London against Minnesota.
Yep.
Going to be a short favorite in that football game.
Yeah.
And then they host Buffalo in their own building. I think they'll be favored.
Mm-hmm.
The Bills at Baltimore, dog. At Houston, maybe a short dog. And we just said at the Jets, I think it's likely that they have the same record through 6 weeks of football, the Jets and the Bills.
And also, from another angle too, Kevin, the MVP race we talk about, where it's like, when do you bet Josh Allen? He's at a plus 250 number. I'm not betting him now, knowing what that schedule is for the next 3 days. So I even said, I almost hope that they go 1-2, he plays okay, but sort of brings you to that plus 450, maybe plus 550 number. Then I'm going to get back in. Like, why would you take him at a plus 250 now, knowing he's got that gauntlet? Now, if you tell me, hey, Donnie, they're going 3-0 in those games, and Josh Allen is 4 combined touchdowns in each one of those games. Well, then he's going to drop to a minus 120 price, and he lost it anyway. But no way you're going to get a better price today than you will in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
No way.
But again, we've seen it. It is so record-based, and that matters so much that based on what I just said, I would rather bet Rodgers at 20-1 because if the Jets win the division, it's more likely it goes to Rodgers than Josh Allen, even if Josh Allen is significantly better than Rodgers on the year.
Yeah.
Like, that's just what we've seen. Like, if you were to ask me, hey, of that AFC trio, who would you rather bet, Pat, Josh, and CJ?
Yeah.
I'll take the CJ 14.
Yeah.
The AFC South might be horrific.
Yep.
And then if Stroud wins 12 games, he's got as good of a chance as Josh Allen and Pat Mahomes, because, again, that's just what we've seen from that market. But again, we're going to get into all of this stuff tonight. There'll be big picture conversations and in-game coverage. The absolute best for you, for Cowboys, Giants. Donnie Wrightside, Kevin Walsh. We'll be joined by Joe Lisi. The pregame show with Casey Hudson starts next right here on a Thursday night.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week.
Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.